Ikhomishini yenze kahle kakhulu ngokuphathelene lodaba lweGugurawound ngokuthi ikubeke kuphume imgceke ukuthi abantu labo abafelwa izihlobo, abalinyelelwa izihlobo, abahlupheka ngenxa yeGugurawound, udaba lweGugurawound kusamele lulungisiswe. Lanxa uMnankagu wayengakhangelelanga ukuthi kungakhulunywa ngayo iGugurawound, bayikhuluma abantu ngokuba isezinhlizweni zabo ibuhlungu kakhulu. Le khomishini yenza kahle kakhulu ekabamohlanti yakubhala khona lokhu ukuthi abantu bathukuthele kakhulu, bayakhala kakhulu, ngakho kumele kube lezinto ezenziwa masinyane ukuba kulungisiswe udaba lweGugurawound. Ngokunjalo isilufakile, silubekile ezinyathelweni, ezinyaweni lasetafuleni likaPresident uMnankagwa udaba lweGugurawound. Kuyinto enhle kakhulu lokho.
UMongameli Mnankagwa umbona ezilandela yini izixwayiso zale khomishini?
Angikhangelelanga ukuthi uPresident uMnankagwa usengakwenza konke lokhuyana okwekhomishini, ngoba phela ikhuluma ngama-electoral reforms, angimbone wenza. Ikhuluma ngokulungisisa indlela izekhe esebenza ngayo, indlela amaqembu azombusazwe adlelana ngakhona, angimbone kulungisa lokho. Angimbone elungisa ubudlelwane phakathi kwamasosha lezakhamizi, phakathi kwamapholisa lezakhamizi ngendlela ephangisayo. Kangiboni ethatha isinqumo lesiyane sokuthi kudingisiswe masinyane ukuthi ngobani ababangela ukufa kwabantu abaphezulu abangasibo nje labana abadubulayo, kuze kufinyelele la kubona labana abadubulayo. Angimboni ekwenza konke khona lokhuyana, mbona nje ezabhotabhota iziphele uze kufike ku-2023. Kodwa umkhuleko wethu njengabantu beZimbabwe yikuthi enze into ngendlela ebhaliweyo, enze lokho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi i-good faith, akwenze khona lokhuyana okukhulunywe yikhomishana. Kodwa hayi, sesizabona ngakho, ngoba somuntu esingamthemba ukuthi angazenza lezo zinto njengokokufuna kwekhomishini.
Khona ungathini ngempumela yonke nje yale khomishini?
Kuya ngokuthi umuntu kuluphi uhlangothi kakhulu. Ababevele bengasuthisekanga ngokusebenza kwekhomishini kumbe ukubekwa kayo, abasoze basuthiseke ngezinqumo zona lezi eziphumileyo. Ababevele bekuthabela mhlawumbe bangabona yonke into uMnankagwa eyenze kahle, kanti hayi, ukubekwa kwekhomishini kakusoze kulungise yonke into ekhangelelweyo. Yebo, kambe ikhomishini sikukhulumile, kodwa kukhona vele obekudinga uhulumende ukuthi akwenze lanxa kungela khomishini, obengakwenza yena, ukubopha abantu ababulala abantu, ukujezisa abantu ababulala abantu. Ikhomishini nxa isibhalile lokho ekubhalile, kusadinge uhulumende ukuthi abe nguhulumende ovikela abantu, enze njengalokho ikhomishini ishilo, enze njengalokho isisekelo sombuso sisisho, enze njengalokho imithetho yelizwe isisho. Kanti-ke futhi vele bekungadingi ikhomishini ukuthi izikhulume ngama-electoral reforms, ngokuba abantu beZimbabwe kudala bakhuluma ngakho. Bekungadingi ikhomishini ukuthi izikhulume ngodaba lweGugurawound, ngokuba abantu beZimbabwe kudala bakhuluma ngakho. Bekungadingi ikhomishini ukuthi kuze kuthiwe kakulungisiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kwabantu lamasosha lamapholisa, ngokuba abantu beZimbabwe kudala bakhuluma ngakho. Izinto eziningi eziphumele ikhomishini okwenza ngithi zinhle, zingoba zigcizelela vele lokho abantu beZimbabwe akade vele bekukhuluma iminyaka yonke yona le, ukuthi kakulungiswe, kakube la institutional reforms, kube la ma-media reforms, kube la ma-electoral reforms, kube la ma-security sector reforms, ukuba ubudlelwane phakathi babantu beZimbabwe lohulumende kanye lemithetho nesisekelo sombuso kuhambe ngendlela efaneleyo.